Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Pastor Letty.
Pastor Lori.
What'd you do to your hair?
I put it back. I did.
Still beautiful. Always beautiful. In fact, I like it back. Right? Don't I say I like it back?
You do.
Because it just shows the entire face, the beautiful face. Anyway, all right, calm down. Pay attention. We're here to minister. Hey, we want to let you guys know how very much we love you and we appreciate you. And we mean that from the bottom of our hearts. Without you, we wouldn't be. You energize us. You know, you greatly encourage us. We are fueled by your love and your appreciation. Thank you. And thank you for your financial gifts and your financial offerings. You keep this ministry going. And we're going in big places.
Amen.
And it's because God's leading us there. And he's using you guys to launch us and to get us there. So thank you for all you do. So we've been in John, 1 John. The last time we talked about, a couple of sessions ago, you know, that sin thing.
Yes.
Right? Sin. And there's one thing I wanted to revisit. So if you haven't heard these series, you have to hear these series, all right? You have to hear the sessions to know what I'm talking about. But I want to go back to 1 John. And we're gonna and I want Pastor Lori to read verse 1. Just verse 1, okay? Verse 1. Because I should have included this with two sessions ago when I was talking about sin, the verb, and sin, the noun. Right, he who is born of him, whatever, cannot sin. Right, and this is right after John chapter 1. I should have went through all of John chapter 1, where he says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins." What many people don't know is he's talking about the unborn again person. He's not talking to the believer. That's like Paul saying, "All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." All right, so there were the Gnostics at the time. And you know, they had a warped belief of sin. And, you know, yeah, listen, guys, you have to confess your sins, you know. And if you do, he's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you of all your unrighteousness. We know the believer, the born-again believer, is not unrighteous. He's righteous. And so he's talking to the unbeliever. But now, in verse 2, he's talking to his little children. Now he's talking to believers. And this is something I should have covered two sessions ago. But go ahead, Pastor Lori, read that.
My little children, these things I write unto you, that ye not sin not, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous.
There you go. You remember what we talked about? If any man be in Christ, that's how God sees us. This is where God sees us. This is where we move and dwell and have our being. We live through Jesus Christ, okay? That's our advocate with the Father. That's our advocate with the Father. But what I wanted to point out with this scripture, after chapter 1, where he says, if we confess our sins, right, you know, he is faithful. After that, now look what he says, my little children. Now he's writing to us. These things I write unto you, that you sin not, okay? Remember, anybody that's born of him cannot sin. Right? We talked about mindsets. So he's talking about in this mindset, right? Development of the right mindset. Renewed to the right mindset, right? Don't sin, all right? Harmatano, the blip on the radar screen, the act. Now look at what he says. But if you sin, but if any man sin, but if. Pastor Lori, if you go... If you go to the river today, the riverside today, all right, will you take a picture of it for me?
Sure.
Right. But tell me, Pastor Lori, is there any chance you're going to the riverside today? Not a chance, right? Let me see, what's something that's going to be near? If you see your mother in person today, would you tell her, you know, how much we love and appreciate all she does, right? Or if you see my mother today in person in Florida, you know, would you let her know how much we love and appreciate her today?
If, yeah, sure.
Sure, right? But that if is like, it ain't going to happen.
No.
It ain't gonna happen. So look at what Paul is saying. Paul, look at what John is saying.
Not going to Florida or North Carolina.
You see, here he's saying, if. It's almost like you say, it's not going to happen. Because you understand, you're born from above. You're born of God. And if it happens, right, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ. Remember, I told you, this is what the Father is mindful of. This is what the Father sees. This is what the Father knows, what Jesus did, what Jesus accomplished, what Jesus provided, his sacrifice and his offering. And there's one other verse. Where is that verse? Maybe it's in chapter 1. Let's go to chapter 1. Here we go. Read verse 7.
But if we walk not in the light, as he is in the light, we have
faith.
If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin.
Amen. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sin. I want you to understand that word cleanseth, okay? That word cleanseth is, in the Greek, perpetual. What that means is continuously and constantly. So when we said yes to Jesus Christ, we believed in our heart to righteousness and confessed with our mouth the salvation, we became Teflon Christians.
Teflon Christians.
That means the blip on the radar screen, the act, sin, whatever, slides off. Doesn't stick. It's gone. We were clean then. We were clean now. We were clean tomorrow. We were cleaned a month from now. Continuously. It doesn't stick to the pan. The fried eggs just slide right out because it's covered with Teflon. We are covered with Teflon, our advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Stop giving thought to sin and start understanding and realizing the advocate we have, our righteousness, our righteous Savior, Jesus Christ. So I left that out 2 sessions ago. So you're going to have to go listen 2 sessions ago, put this with it, and get a little bit more complete teaching. That's what happens, you know. Holy Spirit brings things to my mind. So now we're going to look at 1 John chapter 4. Again, we're going to continue. We're going to look at verses 16 through 19. Pastor Laura's going to read them for you.
And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us.
Amen. Now remember, yes, the last session we did, from 1 John chapter 4, when we looked at verse 10, where we said, here is love. Not that you love God, but that you know God loves you, but that God loves you. Remember that. So now, he goes on to say, now you have known and believed the love that God has to you, the love that God has for you. You have to know and believe that you are loved by God. This is why you can see Paul's influence. Think about Ephesians chapter 3, verses 17, 18, and 19, where he's saying, oh, I'm praying that you, along with all the saints, would come to the understanding, you know, of the fullness, the great dimensions of his love for you, the height, the width, the length, the breadth, right, of his love for you, that Christ is dwelling in your heart by faith. that you are firmly established in that love. So here goes Paul. Here goes John. Now he's greatly influenced by these words from Paul, and it says, "Now you have known and believed." You have to know and believe the love that God has for you. God's because He's love, and if you're dwelling with God, if you're in God, God's in you. You're in God. God's in you. You're in Jesus. Jesus is in you. You're in Christ. Christ's in you. Then you are in love because God is love. All right? You're dwelling in love. You're dwelling in love. You're dwelling, and His love is, this is why the two greatest forces in the life of a believer, love and righteousness. Love and righteousness. Powerful. So now, you're knowing and believing in His love. You're knowing and believing in His love. You're knowing and believing in His love. The more that takes place, God's love, His love becomes perfected in you. Not in your inner man, in your outer man, in your soul. Because your inner man has already been perfected. Spirit. So as you know and believe the love of God for you, right? For you. You understand He's love. He's love. And he that dwells in love is dwelling in God, dwelling in God, dwelling in love. And you understand the perfecting power of that love. The perfecting power of that love. And what does verse 17 say? Here is that perfecting power of love. You always have boldness in God's presence. You always come boldly before me. Come boldly before my throne of grace where you obtain mercy and lead with grace. Come boldly, come confidently, okay? Here is the knowing of that love, the knowing of that love, the perfection of that love, that you have boldness to come before your God. Why? Because the perfection of that love, the perfection of that love, the perfection of that love, the knowing of that love, the knowing of God's love for you, the perfecting of the knowing of that God loves you, gives you the understanding that as Jesus is, so are you right now in this world. Growing in the understanding of His love for you means growing in the understanding that you are just like Jesus Christ. That you are just like Jesus Christ. Herein is our love made perfect. Here is God's love made perfect. We have boldness before Him. Because as Jesus is, so are we in this world. Powerful, guys. Powerful. And then the next verse, we'll read that again, verse 18 now.
There is no fear in love. But perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We Amen. Love him because he first loved us.
Amen. So in the verse before it, he's saying how we have boldness. No fear. No fear. No fear of God. No fear of the adversary. No fear of the doctor's report. No fear is no fear. Why? There's no fear in His love. The more you know His love, the more you'll know you're just like Jesus Christ. The more you know you're just like Jesus Christ, the more you know how much God loves you, there is no fear. There is no fear. So many of you tell me, Pastor, I just have so much fear. I have so much worry. I have so much anxiety. You have to know His love for you. Because it says, there is no fear in love. Because perfect love casts out all fear. And when it casts out all fear, it casts out all the torment that fear brings, that worry brings, that anxiety brings. The lowering of your immunity systems. Fear. There's no fear in love. Love casts out all fear. Love helps you to know you're operating through Him. Through His nature, through His character, through His supernatural abilities and power, through Him. all because of God's love for you. And we love him because he first loved us. And so we're going to leave you with that. Any closing thoughts?
Oh, my goodness.
Good stuff, isn't it? The Word of God.
The Word of God is alive.
Amen. The true, too good to be true, good news, gospel of Jesus Christ with no additives. Remember, our book's available on Amazon, the two greatest sources of power in the life of a believer, love and righteousness. And again, I want to encourage you, Fridays at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I have been graced and blessed with the opportunity to be the teacher of the month of April by Julianne and Butch Hartman on their blessed platform that is bringing so much supernatural healing and blessing into the lives of people, healing journeys today. Make sure you watch us. Fridays, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We love you. We'll see you next time. Any closing words?
He loves us.
Amen.
He loves us.
Amen. He loves us.